They have walked long distances through some of the harshest conditions in the world. No matter how difficult their journey, these migrants marching across Mexico say they're determined to stop only once they reach the United States.
We don't have any other alternative than leaving from here and to keep moving forward. We won't give up. All of us want to get to the United States to fight for a better future for my daughter here and another one I left in Honduras.
Fleeing violence and poverty in Central America, thousands of migrants walk together for safety to reach Mexico each year.
We have to move and keep aiming for our dream because I left with a dream. My wife is 4 months pregnant. This is my dream, to arrive in the United States and give it all to my daughter.
This group has mostly Venezuelans who flew to Panama or Costa Rica. Then it's the long journey north, on foot. They're aiming to reach Mexico City in around 10 days.
Alerta! Alerta!
But this is not just a search for better opportunities. These people are angry about a fire at a detention center in Mexico last month that killed 40 migrants. Now they carry crosses and banners to remember those who'll never see the U.S.
Now we have decided to move forward in this journey because of the 40 people who died there, who were set on fire. The officials are murderers. They don't want the migrants from our countries, and we want justice.
Even if they make it to the U.S. border, entering the United States is not easy. Tough immigration policies are making it harder for migrants to claim asylum. And after spending days and weeks on the road, these children and their families may well be told to go back. Andrea van Wyk, Al Jazeera.
Australia has launched its biggest defence shakeup.